Hello, this is Clive Griffin Braemar of the Institute of Podosphereology, giving you the latest update on our cephalopodosphereological studies that we're conducting with our cephalopods to see which is the best predictor of football results in the great tradition of Paul the Octopus, who sadly died recently. So, an update on the statistics so far. We've had 3 matches for each cephalopod, and there are some interesting results because Sid the Squid had a very bad start, with losing his first 2, but now, having predicted West Ham and West Brom drawing correctly at the odds of 9-4 during the midweek game, he is now up £1.25 in his wallet, and he predicts Everton versus Arsenal as an away win, playing safe there for Sid the Squid. What about Ollie the Octopus? Well, he started off badly with a wrong result. He gave a draw for Newcastle Sunderland, but he's been making up ground gradually. But only because he gave some very, very safe results. Manchester United versus Wolves at the odds of 2-11. Chelsea versus Fulham at the odds of 1-5. But now he's rowing the boat out because he's given Manchester City versus Birmingham as an away win this weekend. So that's 7-1. Can he do it? Can he streak ahead? Third on the list is Nobby the Nautilus. Now, I'm afraid Nobby has been going very badly. He's lost 3 in a row. And it doesn't look like he's going to really make up that ground, because he's only gone for Aston versus Villa versus Manchester United as a draw at 23-10. That's an interesting one. Maybe he'll be able to claw back a little bit of his losses and get back in contention with the others. But what I find really interesting is Katie the Cuttlefish. Can the girl beat the boys? Well, she correctly predicted a home win for Blackpool against West Brom and soared into a £2.70 lead. And she's maintaining that lead, although she has lost the last 2. She predicted home win for West Bromwich against Man City and an away win for Blackpool against Aston Villa, which had both got wrong. Adventurous at the odds, 3-1 and 5-1. Now she's really rowing the boat out again, trying to get a draw at 5-1 Chelsea versus Sunderland. Now that would be a turn up for the books. If she could get that, then she will streak ahead. And it will probably be between her and Ollie Octopus, if his one comes off, Manchester City against Birmingham. So, everything to play for, approaching halfway in the competition, and some very interesting statistics. This is Clive Griffin Braemar, 12th of November, signing off. And I'll be back on the air next week with an update to the results and the statistics. See you then.